The newspaper industry was already pressing through changes. The recession has simply accelerated the process. The figures make grim reading. In the past 5 years, some of the country's biggest and most established regional newspapers have seen their circulations plummet. And with advertising revenue continuing to fall, adapting to change has been a tough process. The NUJ estimates around 1,000 jobs have gone in local newspapers in the past year alone.
I've got a Chester Roman amphitheatre, misplaced on Google Maps. It's currently where the Chester Magistrates Court is.
In Chester, people have sat down to discuss how they should cover their city for over 230 years. Like most newspapers, the Chronicle has had to cut jobs. Advertising revenues are down. Adapting wasn't a choice, but a necessity.
People within the industry realise that it's a different world, it's a different way of doing things, and that we've had to adapt. And I think staff have accepted that on the whole. I think there are always dinosaurs, there are always people that will not accept change, but that they've had to do, or they've had to fall by the wayside.
The newspaper is still the cornerstone here, but the website is their growth market.
There was a meerkat on it, stood on its back legs, looking through the patio window. He was absolutely frozen, shivering.
In the last year on the Chester Chronicle site, we've seen about a 450% increase in unique users, which is quite staggering, and that's not at the moment showing any sign of letting up. So it's really tremendous news that we're reaching so many more people with our product.
In Essex, everything eppingforest.co.uk is also flourishing, set up by a local newspaper editor who took redundancy.
Local papers are struggling with the current economic climate. There's fewer houses for sale, so their property section is reduced. People aren't buying cars, so the motoring section gets smaller. And the same with jobs, you know, the situation's vacant page gets more reduced. But community websites offering cheap advertising, providing a community need. If you can get the message around that they're there, which I've managed to do, I think that's the way ahead.
Local radio and regional TV are going through similar changes. The common concern is how to balance good journalism with financial realities, a dilemma that goes back many, many years. Tom Parmenter, Sky News.